debt. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, and hello, 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 and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, everybody. Listen, we got a great show today. We got Glenn Jones, and we got Iyanna Crawley. She's from Sunday's Best Season 2, and she's going to be joining us. I'm so excited, as always, to be with you guys. I look forward to it every Wednesday. It is always a pleasure and a blessing to be able to spend this hour with you. I wish it was longer. My goodness. Anyway, today here in DC, it is partly cloudy, 90 degrees. Our high is going to be 95. We were expecting showers, but no showers look like they're coming. Well, they're saying this evening, but I don't know. I don't buy it. Detroit, you are mostly cloudy. You are 78 degrees. 84 is going to be your high. Let's see. London, you are 77 degrees, mostly sunny. Your high is going to be what it is now. You're going to wake up to 57 degrees and some showers tomorrow. Augusta, Georgia, you're 93 degrees. Your high is going to be 99. You got showers coming tomorrow. You're going to be waking up to 75 degrees. South Australia, you are 42 degrees and clear right now. You're waking up to sunshine tomorrow to 44 degrees. Your high is going to be 60. It's kind of low. Hawaii, you are 55 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 68. You got showers coming, and you're waking up to 57 degrees. Puerto Rico, hey, Puerto Rico. I know you guys are on a comeback. Love you guys so much. 79 degrees right now is your high. Your 81 degrees is going to be your high today. You're waking up to 71 degrees, and you got showers coming your way as well. Australia, you're 47 degrees right now. You're waking up to 39 degrees, and your high is going to be tomorrow 57 degrees and all sunshine. Kind of low out there, Australia. Anyway, if I didn't name your state, continent, nation, wherever you are at, know that no matter what's going on in your world right now, God is still in control. He has the final say, and he loves you so much, and so do we here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so sad to say that Gina G, the comedian, my comedian BFF co-host and friend, is not going to be with us today. This is the first time she's never missed a show, but she has a good reason. She's on a cruise in Bahamas, and she's doing her comedian thing. Okay, yay! Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I missed her. What she say? But she'll be back next Wednesday. So listen, we're going to have a great show anyhow, but yeah, she's missed. I miss my GG. Anyway, yes, moving on. We are going to go on with the ministerial moment right after this commercial break from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, you guys. Here we go. So I want to talk about loneliness. A lot of people don't really want to talk about loneliness because they don't feel like they have, you know, any right to be lonely. So they don't want to talk about loneliness. But loneliness is a real issue among the saints. I want to read out of Romans 8:31-38. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who would bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Is it God who justifies? Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, and teaching them to obey, yes, can separate us from the love of God. So I want you to just hold on to that for a second, because I love that we are more than conquerors. Loneliness is one of those things that I believe is a spiritual demon. I believe that loneliness is a kryptonite. I believe that it's one of the things that people can have tons of fans if they're a celebrity, or tons of family if you have a big family, or be surrounded by children if you've had a lot of children, being in a successful marriage, and still all of that would be lonely, and it could be lonely. And people don't want to deal with it and talk about it because they feel like they're crazy. Well, I want to tell you that loneliness is a demon, and it's one of the things that I have battled for many, I'm talking about years, since I was little, since my father died. My mom was going through her grievance period and dealt with things the way she only knew how to deal with it. But, you know, I was lonely. I was the only child. And I just had to deal with that thing. And then with loneliness comes where you have to find your identity. Some people don't know who they are. They don't know how to deal with situations and things like that. I don't know who this is for, but I'm literally a spectacle right now. I'm really like Yeshua right now, because I normally don't even talk openly and candidly about this issue, but I know that God is dealing with me with this issue, and I've always been transparent with you all about my journey. And I'm realizing that what I need help with, the tools to deal with when loneliness comes and tries to attack. I think about Psalms, where David was in the cave and he was hiding from Samuel, and he had to, from the king, and he thought that he was going to kill him, and he was, you know, in a cave by himself, and he had to encourage himself. I mean, it's times where I'm literally speaking to myself in the mirror and saying, girl, you need to get up, stop this, cut it out. And I know this sounds strange to some of you that may not be attacked with certain things, but the enemy will attack you mentally, physically, and any other way that he can. Your thing may be physical. You might have health issues. I don't, but I have issues with loneliness and, you know, some fears of abandonment and things like that. And all of it stems from the foundation that I was built on from a young child. And so I really want you to be encouraged that you can get help for that. You can, you know that you're not alone. You can understand that, you know, prayer is everything. And that is very important, that you understand that God is in control, and that he rules and reigns, and that he is your very present help. And there is more for you than there is against you. There is more people that love you. There is so many people. And just because people are going through, everybody's going through their own situation, it doesn't mean that they don't care about you. And then, you know what? A lot of times we appear to be so much stronger than what we really are. And a lot of people really don't expect or suspect that we would have any type of issues. But I want you to know that I understand from one strong person to another that we do need a check-in. We do need some love. We do need encouragement. We do need reinforcement. We do. And God knows that. And everything that you have done thus far, everything that you have, every effort that you have made to stay in the will of God, he sees your effort. So when you have fallen short, you know, because of loneliness, you called that person that you may should not have called, or you did that thing that maybe you shouldn't have did, or you got so frustrated that you just vented out on your children or, you know, or your husband, your whoever, and you regret it. God knows that you have tried. But you know what? Your life is a living testimony. That's what I got to remind myself. I didn't pick my journey, but God did. And what much given, much required. Sometimes I'm like, how do they get away with doing certain things? And you know, and if I do something, everything closes, you know, it's like, but then I have to realize that he's not only, it's closing because he wants to protect me, for one. For two, it's because I can't compare my life, because everybody's purpose is for something different. So what I was created to do, nothing in my life is surprising to God. Nothing that I've done, nothing that I've been through, nothing that anybody has done to me went without God knowing. So I have to remind myself of that. Like, they didn't do that to me without him knowing that. So if he knew that, then I have to trust him with that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that is deep for a lot of people, you know, and this type of thinking, this kingdom thinking can be lonely. This understanding of God can be lonely, because a lot of people are like, well, if he's a God and he loves everybody, why would he allow this and that and this and that? But you got to remember, the Israelites was held hostage and enslaved by the Egyptians, and he set them free. You got to remember that Samuel was after David and threatened his life, and David had to hide, but everything that God spoke over David's life manifest. His word returned to him non-void. So everything that David went through, he still got the promises of God. Job, even though Job questioned God and God questioned him and it was back and forth, Job never changed and turned on God. And that's what God wanted to show the enemy. It's not about the fact that you're questioning God or the fact that you don't understand how he does things. It's when you turn against him. So God knew that Job would not turn against him, and that's all he wanted to show the enemy. So I want you guys to understand that God loves you, and that everything you're going through, your efforts, every time you reach out to him is not in vain. Every time you call on his name is not in vain. Even when you fall short, you turn back to him. All of that matters to him, because as long as you don't turn away from him completely, like give up and say and curse him, like Job's wife said, you just curse him and just die. You're going through so much stuff. Anytime you get up every morning believing God is going to change your life, he loves that. That gives him glory. That honors him. That worships him. That blesses him. That is what he loves about us. It's not a whole lot that he asks of us, but he just wants you to trust him, wants you to believe in him. You know, that gives him glory. So I hope this blessed somebody, because you're not alone. Everybody's going through something. It may look like somebody is being even more blessed than you right now, and somebody's getting a breakthrough, and somebody got what they asked for and promised. Man, remember the journey that God is taking you on. Remember the journey that he protected you on. Remember the journey that he loved you on. Remember the journey that he kept you when you fell short. Remember the journey when he forgave you. Remember your journey. Because your journey is like nobody else's. We can all have something in common, but you will never know what it was like to walk in Dr. Gina R. Prince's shoes. But I can relate to you, and I can have compassion towards you, but I can never say that I walked in your shoes. Know that. And guess what? He was with you. So I love you. He loves you. Everybody is full of love, and if you're not, you should be, because that is the thing that pleases the Father. All right, you guys, I'm praying for you. We're gonna get through this thing. Lonely, depressed, whatever it is that the enemy is attacking you with, You can get through it. You can get through it. God will send you the help because there is more for you than there is against you. All right, we got Glenn Jones's new song with Regina Bell coming up in his interview, part two of that, right after these messages. I love you guys.
Play the notes as they were written. We can color in between the lines. We could both release our inhibition, create a love that's only yours and mine.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
Okay, so come on with that.
Do some research.
Listen, he is a legend in his R&B game. He's worked with some of everybody, Dave Hollister, Regina Bell, and the list goes on and on and on. He is everything, you guys. You got to go check him out. When is the next show?
The next show is Saturday in Macon, Georgia. I'll be on a show with the SOS band.
Hey!
Evelyn Champagne.
Hey!
Team, a whole bunch of, it's a slew of people that are doing a festival. And then the next day, Sunday, I'll be in Chicago.
Wow.
Doing the Chicago largest steppers cookout.
You know, wow.
Thousands of people. And then the following, that next week, I'll be in Alabama, Florence, Alabama, and then I'll be in Rocky Mountain, and I'll be
Come on, listen, I'm trying to get you booked again in St. Louis. I'm working on that
now.
I love the show so much. I said, where else can he go?
Yeah.
So everybody, you got a great team. God is expanding you with so many people that believe in the vision and believe in your gifts and talents. So you're going to stay busy. Everybody loves you. I love you. Everybody I know that got some venue, I'm gonna try to book you there.
I appreciate that. God has been good to me. You know, it's been amazing, the things that have been happening for me. And as far as St. Louis, the Lou.
I love
going to the Lou, baby, because they give you much love in the Lou.
Well, we're going to work on that right now. Although that they already know you've been there and everybody loved you when you were there, but it's always good to come back, just like you came back here to the winery, the City Winery, sold out again.
Again.
And they want to keep asking you to come back. I think you're going to be a regular here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the Atlanta, I played the winery in Atlanta a couple times. They're trying to get me to play it again. I'm like, come on, y'all. How many times can I do that?
You're in demand. Why not go with it? This is like an amazing time in your life, and you sharing so much love with all that God is blessing you with this amazing organization called what again?
The Love Jones Foundation.
Love Jones Foundation. Tell us a little bit about it again.
Well, Love Jones Foundation is a nonprofit that was born out of, you know, me thinking about my mama, you know, the stuff that she used to do. And I was born in a Pentecostal church, Holiness Church.
Yes.
My mother was a missionary.
Yes.
And just thinking about, you know, doing something in tribute to her, you know, to make a difference. You know, not just taking up space, but making a difference. And I go into these facilities, and the people there, a lot of times they haven't seen anyone, a familiar face in a long time. And a lot of them have been musicians and singers and all that stuff in their younger years at church and clubs and whatever. So I go in and I do music just to kind of, you know, love on them, to inspire them and to lift them up, and they love it. I work with the kids, boys and girls clubs, you know, just trying to teach them.
I love it.
You know, about, you know, the history of music in different formats. You got kids that don't even know what a cassette is, of course, you know.
Right, of course.
Don't even talk about an 8-track.
Oh, my God,
real,
VH1,
real.
None of that.
Yeah, you know, and they love it.
None, you got to stick a piece of plastic into any kind of song.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know none about that. Vinyl.
We're trying to do that, and we're trying to raise money so we can do scholarships, because there are a lot of kids that are musically inclined, but they started taking music out of the schools, and that's a shame, because
it's such an outlet.
It's incentive.
Yes.
Yeah. It's why I'm standing here today. I was in the chorus, and I was in the orchestra.
Right.
My Sunday church, so.
Well, I played the violin, so I know how important music is, and I sang in the choir at the school. But I just want to tell you that anything that Dr. Gina's Radio Chat can do, we believe in feeding the homeless, going to the elderly. We believe in all of that stuff.
Yes.
I would be glad, as a doctor with theology, in theology, I would love to do ministry of some sort. Whatever I can do to help.
Yeah.
I want to do that. So please keep in touch with us.
We have a car, you know.
Okay, now. I like to get my hands dirty. Okay?
Yeah.
Anything to help people and bless them, please, again, tell everybody where they can follow you and how can they contribute if there's any funding that you may need for this cause.
Yes, we always need funding. But you can contact me on Twitter at Will Glenn Jones, on IG at Will Glenn Jones. You can go to my website, glennjonesmusic.com. And you can also find the lovejonesfoundation.org. So we're open to, you know, anybody even people that want to volunteer, that want to help us help other people. We're down with it.
Yeah. I've been searching. We search for volunteers, y'all.
That's right.
All right, the Love Jones Organization. We love you so much,
Thank
Glenn
you.
Jones.
Thank you,
oh,
so
God
much.
Bless you. All right, bye-bye now.
All right.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Hey, so we are back, and that Glenn Jones interview was so much fun, you guys. If you have not seen Glenn Jones, you need to check him out. It is amazing time, you guys. He's got connections with Aretha Franklin. Well, you know, God rest her soul, and but had connections with Aretha Franklin, Regina Bell, and so many more. I'm telling you, I mean, the guy is the coolest man ever and can sing his butt off. Anyway, well, we got Ayana coming up right now. This interview was awesome. So check this out.
All right, you guys. I am so excited right now to be introducing to you guys worldwide right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat, Ayana Crawley from Sunday's Best Season 2. Wait a minute, you guys. I am here in D.C. at Glenn Jones' show, and she tore it up. But you guys have seen that on Sunday's Best. Listen, they want to know all about you. Tell us, how did you start singing, and when did you know that this was your thing?
Oh, wow. I started singing at a very young age. I sang my first solo in church when I was 5. Actually, Tanya Blunt, her and I grew up in church together. We all grew up together. And so, like my uncle stated, like, I just started singing at a very, very young age, and they kind of threw me in the studio, cultivated my gift, and I've just been singing ever since.
And this is the thing that nobody knew, is that you are Glenn Jones' niece.
Yes.
And you have just been thrown in. They discovered that you had a gift.
Yes.
And they cultivated it, and it's manifested so greatly. I mean, how does that feel to have someone see something in you and believe in you like that?
I just believe God uses all, and He put us on earth for us to encourage one another. They always say, you know, we overcome by the blood of our testimony and all of that good stuff. So he saw a gift, and He was just like, okay, I got to push my niece. So he pushed me, him and my aunt. You know, just coming from a musical background, musical family, Reverend Julius Cheeks was my uncle, Genovia Gita is my aunt.
Wow.
So everybody from Sam Cooke to the Canton Spiritual has been in Southeast Washington, D.C. I've been able to just be around amongst the greats.
And glean from all of that.
When I tell you, if you watch Madea, you know how everybody come over Madea house. That's how my grandmother's house was. And everybody knows in Southeast who the Jeter family is, because they would all just stop when we would start singing, and it was just it.
Okay, so, well, let's just shut it down. Well, we're not going to shut it down real quick, but let's just like hold on to that real quick, that you are from D.C. Southeast.
Yes, I am.
I mean, everybody knows that D.C. is like the place, you know, it was always popping and all of that. Coming from D.C., going into L.A. and going into this industry, what has that been like for you, even though you're coming from this wonderful creative and musical family? I mean, still, coming from D.C., how do people take you in the industry?
Well, for me, it's the most enthralling but humbling also. My aunt, who she just passed 2 years ago, she would always tell me, she said, never let your mind get too high when you don't remember where you come from or who took you to that place, which is God. And then remember your upbringing. Like, you come from Southeast. And so you always have to be humble.
Definitely.
So I always stay humble. And I'm just honored that I can just, being on Sunday Best and just having those platforms, it just afforded me to go as far as South Africa and back. So I'm grateful.
And speaking of Sunday's Best, I mean, you are just absolutely radiant, gorgeous, beautiful. She got shape, y'all. I'm just telling you, she is the bomb, bad, biggity, bomb, bomb, okay? So everybody worldwide, you got to Google her. She's going to tell you all your her social media. But let me just start off by saying, even with Sunday's Best, what was that experience like for you coming from Southeast?
That experience was one that was... I was very nervous. It was hard work. A lot of people don't see what goes on behind the scenes. Like, they can change a song within minutes. And then you have to learn that song within minutes and then represent like you've been practicing that song for forever.
Really?
Like, when they gave me Grandma's Hands, I cried because I said, they're sending me home. But I get it now. You know, every man's steps is ordered. So it afforded me to show both sides that I was able to do Grandma's Hands and Waiting on the World to Change. And so now I'm on platforms like this my uncle, where I can do gospel and do R&B at the same time, and I'm not frowned upon because God made music, and music is universal.
Now.
And I just thank God is love, and I just thank He's in everything, especially in the message of music. And music brings people together. So at first, I used to be a little like they're gonna shun me, but now I've come into my own and I realize who I am and whose I am. So I just sing what I love.
Let me tell you something. I have interviewed Shirley Murdoch to Pastor Shirley Caesar. Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. All of that gifts and callings are without repentance, and God gives you a gift,
exactly.
And that's it. It's not going to be taken away from you, rather mm-hmm. you sing secular or you sing gospel. But I love it because on Sunday's Best, you had to like really face like Kirk Franklin and right, or mm-hmm. was he on Kirk Franklin?
Donna Lawrence, the judges were Mary Mary.
Yeah, that's what Erica Campbell. So, was that intimidating a little bit?
It was because they are kind of, at the time I was on Sunday Best trying to get into the gospel industry, and they were kind of, I mean, they weren't in. It wasn't intimidating, but just being in front of them, it was just nervous. I'm always nervous, you know.
Well, you know what? If it ain't God,
so yeah, I'm always
because that's
nervous.
What they say is that you're nervous mm-hmm. when it's you, then you're not nervous.
Right.
When it's him, it's
right.
like okay, I'm counting on you to do this for
yeah.
me.
So, but I just went out there. I focused on something in the back, like my teachers would tell me, have a focal point, and then I just let out. Everything
wow.
that God just gave me. So, yeah.
You are just so amazing.
Thank
and right you. Now, you are doing amazing things. What is up and coming for you right now to this day?
So, what I'm trying to do, what I am doing, not trying, I'm keeping Aretha Franklin's music alive. So,
okay.
I'm
from Detroit,
okay,
so
sure.
I surely appreciate it. And
that.
You know, they honored her with a freeway.
I know.
Okay, just so you know.
I know. So,
this is good. Like, you're really coming into this and honoring her in such an amazing way. And so many people can appreciate that mm-hmm. and loved her. And I love the story about when Glenn said that she, you know, called him. And I hear that like every blue moon, I hear somebody say, mm-hmm. she called and she invited me to a party mm-hmm. and she did that. So what was that? What's that experience like?
Well, I was young when she called the house. So, but I see pictures. I have pictures. I've posted pictures of her and my uncle and my aunt, and I've heard stories of them being together, but I wasn't around, you know, and I wish I was. Even when Aretha passed, I mourned her like I knew her.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I loved her. Even her
story,
I mean, mine is so similar, having the child at an early age and then being coming from the church and people just frowning
wow,
at her because
girl.
She come from gospel and then was singing secular music. She went on to sing opera. She did it all, 360s of music, and that's what I was taught growing up in school. So I loved her, and so I'm trying to, you know, I'm going to keep her music.
I want God to just expand your territory so you can reach the multitudes of so many different people, because right now, I love hearing your story, and that's why I love Dr. Gina's radio chat, because this is an opportunity for people to be themselves and explain, just tell their story of how God has inspired them and done and been so merciful and graceful and directing them and all of this stuff, forgiving and everything. I love this platform, and I really would like to invite you on again when we have like Shirley Murdoch on, and we can talk about relationships and God and just all of that stuff, and just help a lot of women. I would love to have you on. I really would. I love this interview. Please tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay, on IG it's Yanna Soul Sings, YannaSoulSings. I'm not on Twitter that much, but I may tweet every now and again. But it's Iyana C _ Soul Sings. And then on Facebook, of course, it's my name, Iyana Soul Sings. So it's all on the Iyana Soul Sings because I sing for my soul.
soon sings, and she is so cute and so gorgeous. I just love her. And I had these braids. I had the multicolored platinum. I loved it. I loved it. You make me want to get them again. Anyway, she's so cool and so sweet. You got to follow her, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You are a friend and a family member to us, and we got to hook that up with Shirley Murdoch so we can get that together, okay?
I'm there.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, I'm Robin Givens with the play Mama's Boy. Thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That was Robin Givens. That's my girl. Did that radio drop for us. We appreciate that. Listen, you know what? Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is just, you know, we are live and really, really, really live. Okay. So I don't even know what to say, but that interview with Iyanna Crawley was amazing. You guys need to check her out. Awesome, awesome interview, pleasant person. It was just great. Listen, you know, Gina G's not here today. It's just me. But you know what? I want to just encourage you guys, no matter what you're going through, you guys know that God is in control and that he rules and reigns. And I want you to know that you are good all the time, no matter what somebody's done to you, no matter what you've done, no matter what, nothing is too big or too bad for God. God is good all the time and he loves you. He created you in his image. And that's what it's all about. No matter what Trump is saying, you know, we know that it's some racist stuff going on in the White House. We know that there's so many other things going on around in our neighborhoods and the politics and all that kind of stuff. You just have to know that you are strong enough to make a difference. What are you going to do to make a difference? That's what it's all about. I want you to tune in next Wednesday, because you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And also, you got to follow Gina G, because she's always got the trending tea. Got to follow her on Gina G Too Funny on Instagram and Facebook. And you got to follow me, Gina R. Prince. Gina R. Prince on Instagram. You know, you guys been blowing it up on WhatsApp. I don't even know how to use WhatsApp. And then you guys keep saying stuff to me. I don't even know how to use it, but I'm going to learn, because I'm going to start doing something. You know what? I think I'm going to do something really special for the WhatsApp followers. WhatsApp followers. Because you guys send me your music and all that stuff. I am going to do something special for you guys, because I love you. Okay? It's just I don't know how to use it. It's not that I'm ignoring you. I just don't know how to use it. So I'm going to get into that. I don't do Snapchat anymore, even though I have a Snapchat account. You can follow me on that. Twitter, I got an account with that, but I don't know how to use that either, really. I'm really on Instagram, which you guys are helping me with, and Facebook. Keep me going on Facebook. Go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and follow that. And so you know all the stuff that's coming up. I'm leaving for LA. You know, I already know that Gina G's in the Bahamas right now doing her comedy thing, going hard. And, you know, tomorrow me and my son going to LA to visit Boo, and we're going to have a good time. So listen, I want you guys to stay healthy, stay strong, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
chat.